This is Meat.
Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on South Prospect Street, ready to go for another show. Well, it's a little rainy on the outdoors, but I'll tell you what, the temperature feels halfway decent today, but there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 o'clock, of course, so be on the lookout for that. And then in southeastern Ohio, I believe down near Warren, was it? I believe there was some tornado warning. So just be on the lookout for some severe thunderstorms. There's a severe thunderstorm watch, Marion County, up until 10 o'clock tonight. So be aware of that. But we're glad you're tuned in today. Today we're giving away a couple of things. First of all, we're giving away a $5 gift card to Donato's Pizza, and then I have a card that you can get a buy one, get one free pizza from Domino's that I'm going to give away to a lucky winner at 4:55 this afternoon. And what it is, it happens to be good for the end of the year. Okay, so check that out. You can be ready to win that by playing trivia. Here's how it works. Everybody's welcome. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call me and answer one of my trivia questions. I will then put you in the drawing, and then at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. So I have a variety of trivia questions for you. First of all, I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate that very much. 4:16 here on a Wednesday afternoon. Glad you tuned in to Drive Time. We're having a good time here, and we're planning on having a great show next hour as well, because we've got the Live at 5 show with no name from 5:15 until 6 o'clock with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself will be coming at you with lots of fun. 61 degrees here in Marion as we kick off the show together. And so here we go. 740-383-9944 is my number. That's 740-383-9944. As I said, everybody's welcome. And all you need to do for a chance to win a Donato's gift card or a Domino's buy one, get one free gift card. They're both going to the same winner today. You'll be getting both of these gift cards in the mail if you're the winner. So just answer one of these trivia questions. We'll get you signed up for a chance to win. Here we go. Stegosaurus was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did the Stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? Stegosaurus was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did the Stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? Why do cats get stuck in trees? Why do cats get stuck in trees? It has to do with something about their claws. What animals were associated with witches? What animals were associated with witches? The world's smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? The world's smallest dog breed, the Chihuahua, comes from what country? What is the most common type of wolf? What is the most common type of wolf? 740-383-9944, your chance to win a gift card to Donato's Pizza today. And also, a Domino's gift card for a buy one, get one free pizza. You can use that card until the end of the year, and you can use it as many times as you want to. So it's a pretty good deal. The winner will be receiving both of those gift cards, okay? All right, who's going to be first to call? We've got the lines wide open here for you. It's 4:18 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on Offbeat News and Trivia. What is the largest animal that ever lived? What is the largest animal that ever lived? Hi, we're on the air.
Chihuahua comes from Mexico.
Yes, a Chihuahua comes from Mexico. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good deal, good deal. Are you in the kitchen today?
Well, I was this morning. I made apple crisp, and I just put it in the oven to bake.
Oh, boy. Apple crisp is a good, good dish for sure.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
It sure does. Sure does. I bet you make it up good.
Yep, it's all from scratch.
Oh, wow. Even better. Everything from scratch tastes delicious, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Hey, I appreciate the birthday card. Thank
okay.
you. Thank
You're
you
so much.
You're
more than welcome.
Yes, I really enjoyed that. I got it sitting up at home so I can look at it. So
okay, good.
So I thank you very much for that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
740-383-9944 is my number. An elephant has 40,000 muscles in its what? That's more than an adult human has in his or her entire body. An elephant has 40,000 muscles in its what? That's more than an adult human has in its entire body. Hi, we're on the air.
Does witches do with bats?
Bats, yes, that's bats and black cats is what I've got down. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine.
Good deal, good deal. It's good to hear from you today on this
Thank you.
Kind of rainy day. Well, you take
yeah.
care, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Phyllis and Judy C. kicking off the program this afternoon. The fastest fish in the ocean can reach speeds of 68 miles an hour. What kind of fish is it? The fastest fish in the ocean can reach speeds of 68 miles an hour. What kind of fish is it? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good.
Yep.
Glad to hear it.
Waiting for the storm.
Yeah, waiting on that storm to roll
yep.
in.
It's,
yes, indeed.
Yeah, that, you know, there's no wind or anything out there right now, so I don't know if this is just a calm before the storm or what's going on.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we can avoid the worst of it
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I hope so. We don't need a bad storm of any kind.
No, know, I've got too many branches to contend with.
Yeah. You'd probably end up with everybody else's branches then, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got some trees that kind of come over my property, too. So,
yeah.
Yep, I've got everybody else's and mine. So,
yeah.
Yeah, don't need anything heavy to come down. I don't want to find... Then I'd have to find somebody with a chainsaw.
No, yeah, you don't want to need to use a chainsaw. That's good. And, I don't want to lose my electricity.
Oh, no. You know, that's one of the worst things,
is
losing the electricity.
It is. You just take it for granted, you know, until it's gone, and then you realize how much you need it.
Oh, you do. And then mine, I'm on a well water still. So
oh, yeah. You're out of water.
Yep,
yeah.
I'm out of water, too. So.
And you get a storm and you lose your electricity. That's bad for people with sump pumps sometimes.
Yes.
Unless they got a battery backup.
It is. Because I have to worry with water going underneath my house if there's a lot of rain.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're sort of down a little bit, huh?
Yeah, down a little bit where I get some water. I haven't had any water for a while, so I've been lucky. So.
Yep. Hope it stays that way.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. All right, Buddy's back in the news.
Oh,
here.
Good. I hadn't read anything yet, so I'll be waiting.
Yeah. So he's closing in on
working at it again.
Yep, working at it again.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
So he'll be coming up here.
That's the elephant's trunk that has all those muscles.
Yeah, elephant's trunk. Aren't they something else? Aren't
they
amazing creatures?
They are. It's it's such a big animal, and they can be very gentle, and things they pick up with their trunk, and you know, it's a trainable animal. You know, they're a circus. You know, where people will let them stand, put their foot on top of them. You know, and
oh yeah,
and it's a, I guess it's a pretty intelligent animal.
Oh yeah, yeah, they are. They certainly are. I just love watching them. I love going to the Columbus Zoo and
yep.
and just looking at them. They're
yep.
just amazing creatures.
It is.
Yep, absolutely.
How does such a big thing move around?
I know.
You know?
I know.
So,
something.
Okay, well, I'll be listening, waiting for your next hour too.
Hey, I appreciate that, Ernie.
All right.
Thanks so
Nate.
Much. Good to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, you're next up on the phone, 740-383-9944. In which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? In which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? On which TV reality show do contestants race around the world? On which TV reality show do contestants race around the world? So there's my trivia questions to start off the program. So give me a call, get signed up for a chance to win a Donato's gift card and also a Domino's card. That's a buy one, get one free deal. You can use the card as many times as you want to get buy one, get one frees, and it's good for the end of the year. You'll win both of those gift cards if you're the winner today, and we'll draw the winner at 4:55 this afternoon. And all you need to do for a chance to win is just call me, answer one of my trivia questions, and I'll get you signed up for a chance to win. Hi, we're on the air.
Could that be The Amazing Race?
It is The Amazing Race, absolutely. What a show, huh?
Yeah, I don't watch it. I don't care for those shows, but
yeah.
I just see it advertised.
See it advertised? Yep, that's the one I'm looking for.
I watch my cooking shows. That's what I enjoy.
You like Rachel Ray?
I don't really care for her. I watch the Food Network most of the time.
Oh, the Food Network, yeah. They got a lot of good shows on there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I learn a lot. But at my age, I'm still learning.
It makes you hungry, that Food Network.
It's really bad to watch when you're hungry.
Oh, it sure is. They show some delicious stuff on there, for sure.
But, you know, it's just the common, ordinary cook that makes the good food.
It sure is, you know. Just a home-cooked meal is the best, I think.
Scott calls me the gourmet cook, and I told him I'm not a gourmet cook. I'm just a good old-fashioned cook.
You know, I just enjoy sitting down for meat and potatoes. A meat
yes.
and potatoes meal with a veggie side and something like that, you know, will make me just as happy as the fanciest dish you can make.
And a salad and a dessert.
Oh, yeah, salad and a dessert for sure.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Nate, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, thanks so
All
much.
Right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Hey, join in. Have some fun. Play trivia. 740-383-9944 is my number here at the studio. Be happy to take your call, get you up on the air, get you signed up for a chance to win. Hey, you know, I was thinking, have you all ever been to any air shows? We used to go to Rickenbacker Air Force Base and they down in Columbus, and they used to have air shows way back in the day, and they're actually going to start one up again. They're having one in the summer of 2023. Going to start up an air show, and they used to have what they used to call the Red Baron Pizza Squadron. Remember the Red Baron airplanes? You used to be able to save so many points from the boxes off the Red Baron pizzas and send those in and get a little miniature Red Baron biplane airplane. Well, if you remember the Red Baron Pizza Squadron, they were painted up white and red, and they were biplanes, and they did all kinds of tricks and stuff at the air shows, and they used to be on TV and stuff, and I don't know if you remember those, but I was just thinking about those the other day, so I put a couple of pictures of those in case you don't know what I'm talking about or in case you want to see some again. Check out my website under As Heard on the Show, radionate.us. Just scroll down until you see As Heard on the Show. You'll see the picture of the Red Baron Pizza Squadron, RadioNate.us. Check that out. But I was just thinking about those air shows the other day and how much fun they were to go to. I used to go with my mom and dad, and a couple of people from our church used to take us. I remember their names. Bill and Evelyn would take us down there, and we would have a good time seeing the aircraft. They would park all kinds of aircraft on the ground, and you could see all those, and then go out and watch them fly over. I remember the Stealth flying over back in the early days during the Gulf War. The Stealth would fly over, and then they'd have the Blue Angels, and then the Thunderbirds, and then they'd have the Red Baron Pizza Squadron, and then they'd have, was it the Golden Knights Parachute Team? Oh my goodness, they would just, and they'd be coming down, and all of a sudden a flag would pop out the back of one of the parachutes. It was just so cool. But that was all at Rickenbacker Air Force Base, and we went to the Dayton Air Show one time. Of course, that still goes on every summer, but I don't know what got me thinking about air shows the other day, but it was on my mind, so I posted a couple pictures of the Red Baron Pizza Squadron, because I just enjoyed watching those airplanes so much. So check that out. You get a chance. RadioNate.us. That's RadioNate.us. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Answer one of my trivia questions. I'll get you signed up for a chance to win. We'll go over those trivia questions here in just a moment. First of all, I want to tell you about some offbeat fun facts. Unable to pay an outstanding court fee, Jason Duvall of Framingham, Massachusetts, escaped jail by offering Judge Douglas Stoddart his new pair of Nike sneakers as bail collateral. Also this, Dave O'Callaghan and Jane Hammond were born on the same day, January 26, 1955, in beds next to each other at the Mowbray Maternity Hospital in Exeter, Devon, England, but did not actually meet until they were 18 years old. They later married and have now been together for nearly 40 years. Two women born to the same mother in the early 1980s but adopted by different families discovered they were sisters 30 years later when both attended a Columbia University writing class in New York City. Lizzie Valverde grew up in New Jersey while Katie Olsen was raised in Florida and Iowa. Both moved to New York as adults and happened to enroll in the same course. Bill Bresnan of Toms River, New Jersey, has written more than 10,000 love letters to his wife, Kirsten. He has been a romantic, not to her every day, for almost 40 years, but mostly, and most of his letters are filed chronologically in 25 boxes in the attic of their home. So there you go. Those are some offbeat fun facts for you. Now we have some offbeat news, and I was telling Ernie about David Rush, our fellow that we like to track that sets all the world records. Serial Guinness World Record breaker David Rush is on track to claim another title after fist-bumping 152 people in 1 minute, a feat he described as more of a logical challenge than a physical one. Rush, who is 36 years old of Boise, Idaho, told UPI in a recent Zoom interview that he organized the world record attempt for most fist bumps with different people in 1 minute last week at a Nashville partner conference for Cradle Point, the company where he works as an engineer. Easy as when there's probably someone else in the room right now that could break the record, and most fist bumps in 1 minute could be an example of this. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, would that be a shark?
Not a shark for the, looking for the largest one, the largest animal?
No, the one that swims 65 miles an hour.
Oh, 69, nope, not a shark. Not a shark, nope, nope, it's a different kind of fish you don't hear a lot about.
I heard last week on your show that your car was back in the shop again.
It was. It was back in the shop again, and so it wouldn't start, so I had to have it towed there. And so they call me up and say, hey, your brake line's fixed. And I said, my brake line? I said, I sent it there because it wouldn't start. They said, well, it started just fine, and it didn't come back that the starter of the battery was the matter, so everything's good. Well, it's been starting ever since, so I'm just waiting for it to happen again.
Oh, I thought it... I knew it, you had it in the shop that time, and they, you got it back. I thought you had it in again.
So far, I've had it in once. It's done it to me twice now where it wouldn't start, though. Once it held me up at Speedway, and then I was able to get it started. And the other time, it happened down at Smith Park on Troy Road in Delaware, and that time I had to have it towed to Waldo. So, it's done it to me twice now, so they said everything was okay with it, so I'm just waiting on it to happen again, so I hope it don't.
I suspect fuel pump in that situation.
Fuel pump?
Yeah. I've had that where it won't start, you come back a few hours later, she starts up.
That's what this is doing. That's what this is doing for sure, so.
Sometimes it might start up 10 minutes later, but, the things get hot,
uh-huh,
and then they shut down.
Huh. Isn't that something?
And sometimes if you beat on the tank around there, you know, where the fuel pump is at, it'll start.
Oh, okay.
Just like if you beat on a solenoid or starter, sometimes it'll start it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to try that if it leaves me in the lurch again.
Well, I'll listen to more of those questions, see if I can come up with something.
Okay, Lee. Hey, I appreciate you.
Thanks, Nate.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. I'll go over those questions in just a moment. A British restaurant is trying to find the owner of an unusual piece of lost and found property, a full set of teeth. The Barclay Pizza and Company, located in Royton, Oldham, England, said workers were cleaning in the early morning hours Sunday when they found a full set of teeth on the floor in the bar area of the eatery. Emmy Owellen, owner of the establishment, posted a photo to the business Facebook page showing a bag that employees labeled teeth. We get a lot of things left behind after a night in the Barclay. We've had house keys, phones, even a single shoe. But this is a new one, the Post said. Welland said the teeth were found in the end of a particularly busy night. Well, you'd think you'd know if you were leaving without your teeth, but in a bar, maybe not. A British man who set a Guinness World Record by harvesting 839 cherry tomatoes from a single stem broke his own record just a few weeks later when he harvested a stem bearing 1,269 tomatoes. Douglas Smith of Hertfordshire, England, said he studied various scientific papers on tomato growing and took soil samples from laboratory analysis before planting his tomatoes so he would have the best possible chance of breaking the Guinness record of most tomatoes from a single stem. Smith broke the 10-year-old record of 488 tomatoes when he harvested 839 from a single stem, but he broke the same record the second time just a few weeks later with 1,269 tomatoes. That, my friends, will make you a lot of tomato sauce to put on a good pizza for sure. Hey, it's 4:36 on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1 on Offbeat News and Trivia. 61 degrees, and we are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 p.m., so just be aware of that. Okay, we're playing trivia, and here's some more of the trivia questions we have. All you need to do for a chance to win the Donato's gift card or the card that I have from Domino's that is a buy one, get one free that you can use as many times as you want till the end of the year. I'll give that to you as well if you're the winner. Send both of those in the mail to you. You You just need to call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win here at 4:55 this afternoon. We will draw a winner. Stegosaurus was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did the Stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? Stegosaurus was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did the Stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? By the way, you ask that question in the Google, it'll pop the answer right up. Why do cats get stuck in trees? It has something to do with their claws. Why do cats get stuck in trees? What is the most common type of wolf? What is the most common type of wolf? The fastest fish in the ocean can reach speeds of 60 miles an hour. What kind of fish is it? Sails right along. Give you a little hint there. The fastest fish in the ocean can reach speeds of up to 68 miles an hour. What kind of fish is it? What is the largest animal that has ever lived? What is the largest animal that has ever lived? In which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? In which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, I would say due to their claws, the way they're curved, that when they come down, they can't get no traction.
That's right. That's a good answer. Very good. Yes, indeed. You ever seen a cat get stuck in a tree?
No, I've heard about it.
Yeah, I've seen one. We had a cat one time, a little black cat, get stuck in the tree. For some reason, he would always climb the tree outside our house and would get stuck and just could not come down for any reason. So, fortunately, he never went too high, so we were able to rescue him without calling the fire department.
Well, you know how to get him down, don't you?
How's that?
Just take a BB gun and shoot him.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
That'll hurt so bad, he'll jump off of there.
Oh, boy.
You know, you don't have to shoot him real high power, you know, so you hurt him bad. You don't kill him, but.
Yeah.
I know I have a BB gun, and you can see the BB, you know, when you have that one pump, you know, go out and through the air.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, myself, that can't hurt that bad. So I would. Went over there to my brother, and I told him, I said, I'm going to walk out there. I said, shoot me in the butt with that. I want to see how bad it hurts. Well, he aimed for the butt, but didn't get the butt. It got me in the upper leg. And boy, that hurt bad.
I'll bet it did. Yeah, we had BB guns as kids, and yeah, those things sting, for sure. They'll leave a mark.
Yeah, sometimes you got to think twice about some of these ideas you have, you know.
I know. Gotta think twice. Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time, as they say.
Well, it'd been better if I would have shot him, you know, and found out instead of him shooting me.
Right. Yep, that's true.
Okay, thanks, Nate.
Hey, thanks, Lee. Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, 20 minutes until the show is over, but the show with no name. Live at 5, the show with no name's coming up from 5:15 until 6 with Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself. We'll be here in the studio talking about stuff. We also have a new website to unveil for the show with no name. So we'll be talking about that too, and we've got some stuff up there as well. If you get a chance, check out my website that has to do with this show. It's simply radionate.us. That's radionate.us, my home on the web. I got a shorter URL, as they like to call those website names, and so it's shorter than the old one. So it's easier for you to remember and easier for you to get to. So check it out, radionate.us. All right, giving away a gift card to Donato's Pizza, and also a gift card to Domino's. That's a buy one, get one free that you can use, and it's a coupon deal that's good until the end of the year. You just use this little card, tell them you have this little card, and like I said, you can use it as many times as you want to. I don't know if they have a limit on how many times a day. I don't know if you can use it for like lunch and dinner. I don't know if you can, but I know you can use it every day if you'd like to do that, because I believe so, that you can use it every day. But anyhow, so it's a couple of good things that we're giving away, and we'll give the winner of both of those cards here at 4:55 this afternoon. We'll find out who the winner is going to be, but jump on my line. I'd love to hear from you. I like to hear from all of my regulars, and I love to hear from new listeners as well. We love to hear from everybody because the callers are what makes this show go. Absolutely. That's what Offbeat News and Trivia is about. Taking your phone calls here at your favorite radio station, 107.1 on the FM dial, WWGH. We are Marion's Talking Place. All right. Here's what happened March the 23rd. Here's what happened on this day in history. In the year 1657, France and England formed an alliance against Spain. 1775, American Revolutionary Patrick Henry declared, "Give me liberty or give me death." 1794, Josiah G. Pearson patented a rivet machine. 1806, explorers Lewis and Clark reached the Pacific coast and began their return journey to the east. 1808, Napoleon's brother Joseph took the throne of Spain. 1836, the coin press was invented by Franklin Beale. 1839, the first recorded printed use of OK, the capital OK, occurred in the Boston Morning Post. 1840, the first successful photo of the moon was taken. 1848, Hungary proclaimed its independence of Austria. And in 1857, Elisha Otis installed the first modern passenger elevator in a public building. It was at the corner of Broome Street and Broadway in New York City. And that's what happened on this day in history all through those years. You know what? There's a lot of history that happens around us and a lot of interesting things. You know, you don't know where you're going until you know where you've been, as the saying goes. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. All right, trivia. That's what we're playing for. We're playing for a Donato's gift card and a Domino's buy one, get one free card that's good for the end of the year for as many times as you want to use it. Here's the trivia questions that we have, and I'm going to give you another page just in case you'd like to maybe answer some of those. Stegosaurus was a plant eater, but it was no wimp. How did the Stegosaurus protect itself from enemies? What is the most common type of wolf? What is the largest animal that ever lived? The fastest fish in the ocean can reach speeds of 68 miles an hour. What kind of fish is it? In which continent have the most dinosaur fossils been found? 740-383-9944. The Great Sphinx, an ancient statue that still exists today, has the head of a human and the body of what animal? The Great Sphinx, an ancient statue that still exists today, has the head of a human and the body of what animal? What is the ancient Egyptian writing system called? What is the ancient Egyptian writing system called? What title did many Egyptian rulers use? What title did many Egyptian rulers use? Ancient Egyptians associated which animal with the gods? Ancient Egyptians associated which animal with the gods? And cats can sleep up to how many hours a day? Cats can sleep up to how many hours a day? 740-383-9944 is my number. That's 740-383-9944. Jump on the line and answer a question, and we'll get you up on the air like this caller right here. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it hieroglyphics?
It sure is. Hieroglyphics, that ancient system of writing for sure. Absolutely. You got it right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Hieroglyphics, that ancient Egyptian system of writing. Complicated, right? Yes, indeed. 447, Nate Redmond with you on Offbeat News and Trivia. Hey, I've got some interesting, just random facts here to share with you. Just some stuff to make you stop and think. An Argentina farmer named Pedro Martin Arreta planted a guitar-shaped garden in the memory of his late wife, who loved the instrument. The unique garden is made up of 7,000 multicolored trees, and it stretches for two-thirds of a mile. The outline of the instruments are made of cypress trees, and the strings themselves are drawn in eucalyptus trees. A guitar, all spelled out. You ever been to Dahl's Arboretum in southern Ohio? I believe it's in the Newark area, in the Newark Heath area. They spelled out Dahl's Arboretum, or at least Dahl's. They spelled that out with bushes. But this guy, he planted a guitar there, so that was kind of cool. An elephant's memory is so good that it not only recognizes all the members of its clan, but even other creatures who leave a strong impression on them. Two elephants who had performed together for a few months in a circus were able to recognize each other when they met again after 23 years. They also remember who have hurt them and can hold grudges against them. Some animals are just like people, for sure. The modern-day orange carrot was not cultivated until Dutch growers in the late 16th century took mutant strains of the purple carrot and gradually developed them into the sweet, plump orange variety that we have today. Before this, pretty much all carrots were purple, with mutated versions occasionally popping up, including yellow and white carrots. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, hello there.
Well, hi, how are you?
Spectacular. How are you?
I am good. I'm having a good day because I'm right here talking to all of you.
Awesome. So, for Stegosaurus, was it her tail? She swings her tail and hits them?
Yes, it was. It was that spike.
And I did not have to Google that. I just want to say that. I loved dinosaurs when I was a little kid, and I spent a lot of time reading on dinosaurs and learning about dinosaurs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, for a long time I wanted to be a paleontologist.
Now, did you did you
collect? I ended up behind the wheel of this here bus.
Yes. Now, did you collect little dinosaurs when you were a kid?
I did, like little plastic ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. You probably had a Stegosaurus then.
As a matter of fact, I think I did.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the one that has, like, the plates all down her back and tail, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that is so cool. You know, yeah. It's something. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a pilot, but nope, that didn't happen.
Real adulthood, where dreams come to die.
Right.
Bye, Nate.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye. All right. 4:50, 5 minutes away until we do our drawing here. Find out who the big winner is going to be today for our Donato's gift card and the gift card to Domino's. That is a buy one, get one free deal that's good until the end of the year, and I believe you can use it as many times as you want to. I know you can use it every day, but I don't know if you can use it more than once a day. You'll have to call them and ask them. But it's good for you have to get on the website that it's that has it on the card, because it is happens to be good for Domino's all over the area, like Delaware. It's good for, you know, bunches of different Domino's pizzas. So if you're ever traveling around, you can use this card on the go. So it's a pretty cool little card. My nephews were actually selling these for a school project, and we bought a couple off them, and I thought, I want to get one to give away here on the air. So, it's just a cool little cool little card. So I thought, yeah, maybe folks would be interested in that here on this March the 23rd, Wednesday afternoon. Well, if you will, head with me down my imaginary hallway, make a right, and sit down here in my imaginary chairs. I have written this week's weird word of the week on our chalkboard. And here it is. Virtuous. Virtuous. V-E-R-D-U-R-O-U-S. Virtuous. It's an adjective. The definition means freshly green. I figured we're getting close to spring, so something to do with green. You know, that grass is going to be turning green. I know a lot of it's still brown, but it's going to be turning green here pretty soon, which also means that I have to mow it, which I'm... I think I've complained on here last year about mowing grass. Not one of my favorite things to do, but hey, it's something that has to be done. So, verdurous. So that is our weird word of the week for this week, and it was first recorded into English at the turn of the 17th century. So that is our weird word of the week for this week. 2 minutes until we do our drawing here on this Wednesday afternoon. Glad to have you tuned in today. And as a matter of fact, one of the hosts of the show with no name just happened to walk into the radio studio here, and that would be Pastor Craig. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Good deal.
Going to be a great show.
Going to be a great show. We've been places. We got things to talk about.
We have been places.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And we've got a new website to unveil.
Yep.
So stick around, 5:15 to 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss it.
Absolutely not.
Live at 5, the show with no name.
Boom, boom, boom.
Excitement, excitement, excitement. We'll throw 3 excitements in there. Hey, we're streaming online too, by the way, at wwgh1071.com. Just scroll down and look for the Listen Live button. You can find archives from all the shows, including this one. Just look for Offbeat News and Trivia. Look for Pastor Craig's show as well. Study His Word Radio when you go to the archive button as well. As a matter of fact, he had a guest on his program on Sunday. I'll talk a little bit about that. He even played some nice music on his program on Sunday. So talk a little bit about that too next hour. So stick around in case you missed Pastor Craig. You can catch his show. Archives, wwgh1071.com, the menu button, and look for show archives. That'll be right there for you. You can stream that at your convenience. Okay, it's time to shuffle everybody up, find out who's going to win this gift card, Domino's gift card, and the buy one, get one free deal, and the Donato's gift card. $5 gift card to Donato's. All right, let's mix everybody up, find out who the winner is going to be. And here at 4:55, here we go, right on. It's official. Here we go. Come on. The winner for today would be the one and only Judy C. Judy C., congratulations. You're the big winner today of the Donato's gift card. So you enjoy the pizza deals that we have for you, and I'll get those sent through the mail. But I want to thank Judy C., the winner. Thank you, Sarah, for phoning in. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Ernie. And thank you, Phyllis, for phoning in. It's always good to talk to you folks out there in radio land. Appreciate you ringing my telephone. All right, it is now time for Ladies' Corner, and I have a recipe as usual, which you can find at facebook.com/RadioNate. That's facebook.com/RadioNate. It's layered enchilada bake, and the picture looks so good. So if you get a chance, check that out, facebook.com/RadioNate. Look for that. Here's what you need for layered enchilada bake: 1 pound of lean ground beef, 1 large onion chopped, 2 cups of Taco Bell thick and chunky salsa, but you can use any kind of salsa, 1 can of black beans rinsed, 1/4 cup of zesty Italian dressing, 2 tablespoons of taco seasoning mix, 6 flour tortillas, 8-inch, 1 cup of sour cream, 1 package, 8 ounces of Mexican-style finely shredded 4 cheese. And here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 400. Brown meat with onions in large skillet on medium heat. a medium-high heat, rather. Drain. Return meat mixture to skillet. Stir in your next four ingredients. Arrange three tortillas in single layer on bottom of 13 by 9 inch baking dish. Cover with layers of half each of the meat mixture, sour cream and cheese. Repeat layers and then cover. Bake for 40 minutes or until casserole is heated through and cheese is melted. Uncovering after 30 minutes. Let stand 5 minutes before cutting to serve. And there you have your layered enchilada bake. Okay, we got a call here. Let's check this out. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, did you use up all your questions?
Well, we already did
that.
Already drawed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you can go ahead and answer one if you want to.
Well, I don't know any of them you might have left.
Oh, okay. All right. But it's still good to hear from you.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let you know. I didn't get to listen to you much. The grandkids had the phone. But.
Now, did you have some bad weather down there?
Oh, we had a big thunderstorm went through, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. All right. So everything's okay then?
Yeah. Okay. So far.
All right. Good deal. Yep. I know we're under a severe thunderstorm watch up here until 10 o'clock, so.
Yeah, we are too.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much for the state. So we'll Just see how it goes.
All right.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yep, nice to talk to you. You have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Mr. David right there here, one of our regular callers at 458. Hey, you can find this recipe once again, facebook.com/RadioNate. If you do not have the internet and you would like a hard copy of this recipe, just let me know. Call me when I go off the air here at 5 o'clock, and I'll get your name and address, and I'll send it to you if you would like the recipe, okay? Just let me know. That'd be just fine. I know some have done that in the past, but feel free. 740-383-9944. Just phone me. When I'm off the air here at 5, I will send you a hard copy in the mail to you. Once again, congratulations to our winner, Judy C. And thank you once again to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much. Live at 5, the show with no name is getting ready to hit the airwaves here. 5:15 until 6 o'clock, we'll be here talking to you about lots of different things, including our new website. And there's some things on the website that you might want to check out on that new website. My website is simply radionate.us. That's radionate.us, so feel free to check that out. You can find this show here in just a couple of days. Our good webmaster, Adam, will have that up for you at the show archives. Just remember wwgh1071.com, wwgh1071.com. Click the menu button, then click archives. Until next week on Offbeat News and Trivia, I'll talk to you soon here on the show with no name.
You're listening to WWGH.